Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our program this week, Frida Canini, the founder of A Glimpse of Africa. Welcome, Frida. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Allison. I'm glad to be here this morning with you.
So why don't we start off a little bit by telling everyone about yourself, how you came into this role of as founder.
And I came to this role really after many of my own lived experiences. I'm originally from Kenya, East Africa. I'm an immigrant, and I call Grand Rapids home. West Michigan is home now. But as you can imagine, with a new American, a person uprooting themselves from another whole different culture, another whole different world, coming to America can be challenging. As much as it is a beautiful space and one, you know, a wonderful world of many opportunities, it can be challenging. And I went through my own great share of those challenges, trying to settle down, trying to transition through the many steps one takes to become, you know, a citizen, immigration challenges, cultural challenges. So that really how myself, I found the need and desire to build a space that supports immigrants and refugees, and specifically with a huge focus on African immigrants and refugees. And my business is really named after my mother. She was my superhero when I moved to America. Unfortunately, after some time, she was diagnosed with cancer back in Kenya. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there with her because I was at the point waiting to get my paperwork and be back there to see her. But also, I was working really, really hard to support her financially, pay for her medical bills, and support my siblings, as typically that's what new Americans do. In the process, I lost her from cancer. So I was very, very depressed. I was very sad. This is 10 years ago, 2012. So that time I went into really major challenges of just feeling not happy. Mm-hmm. Very low, the lowest point of my life. And I couldn't be there also, as I said, for my siblings. When I was able to begin this business, because it's always my passion of mine, my background is events planning, events decorating, designing. That is my background of community organizing. So I decided to call my business Flora, which is my mom. And actually the other organization I have that I'm no longer the president, I founded the West Michigan Kenyan Association, which was again because I saw how hard it was to feel alone with so many people around you, but not being understood. Mm-hmm. When you're going through a parent in Africa or another country that's sick, people are like, why don't you just pack your bags and go and be with them? But it's not easy like that. So I started this foundation to help people fundraise, pay for hospital bills, be together when they need each other for moral support. So that organization still does really well. In 2018-19, I started the A Glimpse of Africa. And it's been growing and making a big difference in the community. We run so many different programs.
Yeah, A Glimpse of Africa. It's really about that community care that you were talking about, that need to rely on your neighbors and build that community in a place that might feel unfamiliar or unknown. And you offer so many wonderful programs.
The mental health and wellness program is customized and tailored to focus on the challenges a person faces when they are new American. Of course, not just behavioral health, but also socioeconomic determinants of health that make you either not stable mentally, you are constantly stressed, you know, things like social issues that are there all day, every day. You are not able to drive. You don't have the language access. You cannot speak English. You cannot get to your doctor's appointment because you need help from everybody to make it happen. language is one of the biggest challenges, systemic barriers, because the culture and the system all have like that intersection, because maybe the way I see the police is not the way they are seen back where I come from. Of course, the American system is totally different than most parts of the world. So you are always feeling like I'm spinning my wheels. I don't know what's going on. And this can cause stress, depression, can cause a lot of challenges. So these are the ways we approach the mental health, and we make sure that we bring specific resources that are going to handle, including behavioral health. So we have psychologists, other experts, therapists, counselors that come and speak on specific topics. They can approach in a more culturally competent way these topics. When they are talking on depression, you know, the stigma around mental health mm-hmm. and wellness, a lot of times it's even worse for a new person, like mm-hmm. an immigrant or refugee might have already preconceived issues of like, how do I handle mental health? Again, like myself as an immigrant from Africa, we never talked at all about mental health. It was something that you didn't talk about. It was embarrassing. If you go through it, my brother went through it. We were hiding. We don't tell people. And so we want to make sure people feel this. A Glimpse of Africa is creating a safe space to feel you can speak up. There are other people going through it. Removing that stigma slowly by having people who speak your language be the ones talking about the issues. Our therapists are all sourced from within the community. So we bring these people with lived experience, with language competency, culture competency, but also with a system understanding of how that works. So we do have a monthly session. The topic ranges from childhood traumas, trauma from war, and losing family members. We do have other topics as being profiled, being bullied at school, other many different things, financial stability, all those social determinants of health. We also do a two-day mental health resource where all different community members here, the Network 180, you know, Bindrest, everybody comes together and shares their resources. We bring also local resources that are focused on supporting immigrants and refugees, getting them immigration lawyers. So we do that as well as having community health navigators and resource connectors. They'll go out, find, I haven't filed my benefits. I don't know how to do disability benefits. Then we connect them to the right places. So there's that process of like supporting through resource and accessing the things you need to heal and feel better. And then we have been working with Kent County Health Department. We are part of the Healthy Equity Council, which there are several organizations that are members, partners. There we are able to talk about data. Africans, usually immigrants or refugees, we don't have our own data way of collecting it because we are always asked to enter the information as African American. So when you enter this data as African American, you don't have a way to articulate what exactly an African refugee or immigrant might specifically face. Well, we are African Americans, we are the same race, we face racial issues, we also face additional issues that include language. So we focus on making sure we collect data that has a mention of African refugee or immigrant. We did great, great work with COVID, post-COVID work. We are continuing to talk about the impacts of COVID, talking about vaccinations, including COVID, because it's still around. We did offer people a lot of educational materials in languages that are spoken here in Kent County by Africans, and also, of course, everywhere in West Michigan. We, you know, but we started that whole mental health and wellness in the process of the COVID. You know, when it happened, it was hard. Everybody was locked up in the house. You don't know what to do. You know, domestic violence went up. Mm-hmm. Abuse was high. So everyone was reaching out to A Glimpse of Africa, including, you know, the city, the county. How do we do this? What do we do? And so that's when we really became able to know we are here and we need to do more and we need to step up to the plate and build more of a comprehensive process of helping the community. And as you mentioned a little bit earlier, the food distribution is part of it. We hope and plan in 2024 to do more frequent food distribution to ensure people eat healthy and pick good food. We also looking for culturally appropriate food. so that people can feel I can eat my food as much as it's not exactly where I came from, but it's close. Mm-hmm. And so we hope to do more frequent in partnership with other organizations. At this time, we are doing it more during the holiday season. So this Sunday, we have an event at 4 p.m. at the African Community Fellowship Church in Kentwood. And we are going to be distributing fresh produce. We have worked closely and partnered with Bridge Street Market, other firms, local ones. We have grass-fed beef. We have organic chickens. As I mentioned, fresh produce, cabbages, beets, potatoes, onions. Yeah. We'll begin with the session where our therapist is going to focus on talking about managing stress and grief during the holiday season. All those tough memories that come up when you think of like, I'm not with my family. I'm disconnected mm-hmm. because of this. I'm going through a grief remembering my mom for me, for example. Mm-hmm. That session will be the first part. And then we'll have another speaker go through a quick session, very short, about financial resources. And then we'll distribute food. So I would urge everybody to come early as they can, you know, be in the room. We have refreshments, we have some holiday treats people can enjoy together. We can break bread together during this wonderful season. After the conversations, we'll go into food distribution. And yeah, it will be very, very nice community gathering. And I'm looking forward to seeing, because it's not limited to the African community. Anyone who needs some fresh food is welcome. Last month, we had almost over 100 people.
Wow. Yeah, yes. I was just going to ask, you did this in November. Yeah, what was the result from it? Did you?
Yes, we had so many households. And as I said, it was everyone, every background. Mm-hmm. We had community members from the Asian community, from the Hispanic communities, from everyone really here in the local community who felt the need to come and be a part of such a wonderful event, enjoy pies, have some hot tea, and just really pick some fresh food.
Can you let our listeners at home know of other ways that they can help or support A Glimpse of Africa in the work that you do, whether that be through volunteering or donating what they can to the organization?
Absolutely. There are so many ways to support us. Funding is always very, very needed. We are a small grassroots foundation doing a lot of programming. One of the other programs I wanted to mention real quick is civic engagement and advocacy. So we work really hard to ensure our community is educated and civically aware of things like Know Your Rights. We run a Know Your Rights. As you may know, unfortunately, last year, one of our very own community members, Patrick Lioya, was shot. We were in the midst of a lot of conversations with stakeholders, the police, the city, the county. Everyone was involved in talking to us. We were actually a part of changes that happened here locally because we worked with the city to talk about allocation of budgets that support the community to go through these Know Your Rights competencies within the police department and other city staff. So we would love people to be a part of us in a way of like being an advocate, being a partner. You can become a community partner. You can volunteer. We don't have staff members as much because we are more volunteer-based. As we get more funding, we'll hire more. So anyone who has talent of some sort can join us and bring that talent to our organization. We are always looking for board members. We are always also looking for people who have the financial resources to support the different programmings.
Well, can you point listeners in the direction where they can get some more information? Is there a website?
Yes, we do have a website. It's www.aglimpseofafrica.org. We do have a lot of information there, but also we are building a resource hub. So if anyone wants to support that, it's going to be on the website and it's going to have different languages. So it is going on, it's in progress, but the website is up and running. We also have social media handles. We do have our name on Facebook. We have LinkedIn. We have Instagram. We have lately joined TikTok.
Wonderful.
So it's not active because the students run it. Our, you know, community students who come through and say, we want to help. And then when they go to school, I don't know, TikTok is not really running, but it is there. And then we have in X, I think.
Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever it's called.
It used to be Twitter, but we do have a page there as well. So you can look us up everywhere. We do have social media. And of course, we also do have our email address, and it's aglimpseofafrica@gmail.com. And you can call me anytime as well to talk about how we can partner and work together. So we have a very many ways of connecting with us and helping and being a advocate and a community partner.
Well, thank you so much, Frida. Thank you for joining us this morning and for giving us so much great information. There's a billion ways to get involved with A Glimpse of Africa and support their work. They're doing really important stuff. So thank you so much for letting us know everything that you're working on.
Thank you so much. I look forward to working with you more and sharing our stories. Yeah. I appreciate you.
I'm sure you'll be back here soon. You've been listening to WICE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thank you for joining us.